Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And when you think about Pentecost, you're really thinking about Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, right out of the book of Leviticus, which was last week. Among the things that Jewish people do concerning their time of celebration of Shavuot, one of the traditions is to read out of the book of Ruth.
Oh, I thought you were going to say eat blintzes.
Well, that too. You can eat in blintzes anytime you want.
They're delicious. But yes, we read out of the book of Ruth. And one of the reasons we read out of it, because as God is talking about this feast, and he's just saying how to celebrate it and what you're to do, kind of out of the blue in Leviticus chapter 23, 22, he says, oh, by the way, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field where you reap, nor shall you gather the gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. Ani Adonai, I am the Lord.
Now, remember that Shavuot is a wheat harvest feast, so obviously the scripture there ties into that in that sense, that God's talking about, well, this is how you celebrate Shavuot, you know, these are the sacrifices, here's what you do, and incidentally, it's a harvest time, well, I'm paraphrasing, make sure you leave some of that harvest out there.
Leave the corners of your field, and if you're gathering up your sheaves together, if some falls out, leave that also for the poor among you.
Now, here's why it's significant about Ruth, because in the book of Ruth, the Moabitess, who enjoins Judaism by faith in her heart with her mother-in-law, Naomi, who was Jewish, and she had therefore married a Jewish man, she decides to come back to Israel from Moab with her mother-in-law and says, look, I'm going to be one of you. I want to be a Jew before God.
Yeah. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And where you're buried, I'm going to be buried too. Which was saying, I'm casting my lot in with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the people who follow the one true God. Remember, friends, in those days, there were no Christians. If you wanted to follow the one true God, you had to join up with the Jewish people.
Right. Judaism was the only way. Jesus was not around yet. He was in heaven, but he wasn't on earth yet. Now, meanwhile, Naomi and Ruth are poor. And
oh, they're really poor.
It came to pass that the way they got fed was gleaning the four corners. But Ruth did the work.
Yeah, Naomi was old. Read the book of Ruth. It is a wonderful love story with great biblical and modern significance. So Ruth goes out into the fields to glean, and she just, quote, happens to come to the field of one of Naomi's kinsmen, a righteous man named Boaz.
Who was also a very wealthy man.
Yeah, righteous and wealthy. And he sees Ruth working in the field, asks somebody, who's that working in the field? And they say, well, that's Naomi's daughter-in-law. And he goes, oh, look how hard she's working. And he kind of puts his protection over her. He tells his other men working in the field, don't you dare touch her. And he's kind to her. He lets her have some water. He gives her water. He gives her bread to eat. He lets her dip the bread into olive oil and vinegar, all while she's gleaning. And that takes us right back to our scripture in Leviticus, where it says, during this harvest time, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field. Leave the corners, leave that which falls for the poor among you. And Ruth was one of the poor amongst the people of Israel.
And so that's remembered in synagogues all across the world at Shavuot, Pentecost, as the book of Ruth is read in remembrance of that. But there's a lot more significance there, and we're going to get to that as we continue to show you how this feast of Shavuot plays out into our society, even for today, in right relationship with God, for the body of Messiah, both Jews and Gentiles.
Yeah, Feast of Shavuot is the Feast of Pentecost. Friends, we are Messianic Minutes, two Jewish guys who love Jesus the Messiah. We'd love to hear from you. Like to get in touch with us? Write to us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishikenu.
May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. In the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Jacob, unto the host of the God of Jacob.